Mental health. In the early stages following a concussion, your symptoms may prevent you from doing everything you usually do. Headaches, dizziness, nausea, and confusion may all prevent you from safely and effectively caring for yourself, caring for others, working, studying, and/or driving. Acknowledging this as part of your recovery is an important part of managing your early symptoms. It may be helpful to consider who around you can support you at this time, such as your partner, family members, or supportive friends, or ways that you can give yourself the time you need to recover from your symptoms. Mental health problems such as depression and anxiety are common after a concussion and can impact on a person's wellness, ability to function in their everyday life, relationships with others, and recovery. It can be hard to understand how a hit to the head with no outward signs or any evidence on brain scans can continue to affect your function weeks or months later. The autonomic nervous system controls emotional regulation and fight-flight responses. This can be affected after traumatic injuries like a concussion. You may feel distressed for no known reason, unable to control your emotions, an exaggerated or slower response to a fright. This can make you feel as if you are losing control of your thinking and emotions. Mood symptoms can include irritability, anxiety, mood swings, depressed mood, changes in behavior, like being more impulsive or increased aggression, and reduced motivation. Many concussion and mental health symptoms can be related to and influence each other. For instance, trauma to the brain and body may impact on sleep. Then ongoing sleeping difficulties may cause a person to feel depressed, and depression may then further impact on sleep. If you would like more information on depression or anxiety or ideas on management strategies, you can go to the attached links. Talk to a GP if you notice any of the symptoms above, are feeling depressed, anxious, or if you are having sleep difficulties. Treating these problems early will help prevent them from worsening and interfering with your recovery. Also, let your GP know if you have mental health problems that existed before your concussion. Your GP may refer you to a psychologist. A clinical psychologist is trained in the assessment of mental health issues and may use a range of therapies as part of treatment. This may include talking therapy, but more often will include specific evidence-based techniques, such as cognitive behavior therapy and practical strategies designed to address your areas of concern. Some things that may be helpful.
Take a deep breath or breathe deeply in and out. Take additional time to process how you are feeling before responding or reacting. It is important to be able to find some capacity in yourself to leave all your stresses behind for a few minutes to refresh your system. This can help to quickly refresh you during the day. Try just sitting in a quiet area, closing your eyes, and thinking of nothing for 30 to 60 seconds. If thoughts come, don't fight them, just let them go. This refresh break can reset your visual processing and your brain. Consider relaxation or stress management strategies that have worked for you in the past. Be kind to yourself.